Welcome to Matt's Wonder World. Welcome to Matt's Wonder World.
Somebody best
welcome. Welcome to Matt's Wonder World. It's the world we live in.
Yeah, it's some of your best singing. And after 5 years of hearing you sing various things, I think I'm well-placed to decide some of your best work.
Yeah. Lou, I don't like to brag, but in the words of Mariah
<Don't>
Carey...
<you? laughs>
All right, picture this, Lou. I was driving my car, Honda Civic Type R, around Mungab, right? Mungabaroon.
Yep.
Beautiful part of Murray River. Anyway, I turned around a corner and I see this large thing in almost in the middle of the road, and I was like, that looks an awful lot like, stopped my car, got out, looked at it and went, bloody hell it is. It's a turtle in the middle of the road.
A turtle?
A turtle, not a tortoise. It's not meant to be in the middle of the road. It's a turtle. It lives in the water predominantly.
A big turtle?
Massive. Massive.
Really?
It was one of those eastern long-necked turtles, you know, the ones with the giant long necks.
I didn't even know we had them around here.
Yes.
The big turtles.
So anyway, I went over to it and I'm like, well, that's a dead turtle. I looked at it and its little eye blinked at me. I was like, this turtle's alive. It wasn't trying to run away or anything. So I picked it up. It weighed a ton. I thought it might try and bite me.
Lucky it worked out.
But it didn't, Lou.
Yeah.
So I had to walk right the way back to the banks of the Murray, and I thought it was dead. I thought it was, you know, virtually dead. I put it in the water carefully and tenderly. It looked behind me, gave me a wink, and then it started to swim off.
You saved a turtle.
But then I looked on YouTube and apparently they can walk around fine, so maybe I was just pissing it off.
maybe it was on its way to meet a mate.
Yeah.
And you just took it. And can you imagine how long it would have taken a turtle to walk that far?
But apparently they can spray you with a disgusting substance if they think they're in danger, and it didn't do that. So I'd like to think that I saved it. You know what? In the spirit of all of us being heroes in our own way, I'd love to find out some other stories, because I swear there is no greater feeling than saving an animal.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm with you on that. You do feel really good.
Oh, afterwards, I just felt like just flush full of just heroism.
Happiness and heroism. It's amazing.
13, 27, 10. We'd love to find out. I'm sure you do too, Lou. We'd both love to find out whether you've saved an animal and what were the circumstances and what was the animal.
Because we've got so many amazing animals around, haven't we, around here. A lot of native animals that are just beautiful, and sometimes they need saving.
Now, I know you've saved quite a few animals in your time. Does one stand out?
Yeah, actually, I saved a little echidna on the way to Beechworth, and it was the first echidna I'd ever seen in the wild. This was many years ago, like nearly 20, I reckon.
Yeah.
It was a little baby one too.
Oh,
and
baby
I picked it up very gently, obviously, with a towel. And took it to the vet.
Oh, Lou, was it on the road?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
You are a true hero. There's no better feeling. 13, 27, 10. What animal have you saved? Kathy from Beechworth.
I also saved a turtle. I was riding my horse along at New Splitters Creek and saw it in the middle of the road. It looked like it had a cracked shell, so I thought, I better get off and check it. And got off, picked the turtle up. And it peed on me, my horse.
Did it pee on you?
Bill.
Yep. The horse took off, kicked me in the process, and I dropped the turtle, and the horse galloped home, and I ended up helping the turtle and then walking home.
Oh, that's an awesome story.
That is a good story.
So basically the turtle peed on you, you said, and then the horse bolted. Yeah.
The horse pulled back and
so you nearly needed rescuing just for rescuing the turtle.
Yes, I ended up with a very bruised leg.
Oh no.
The shell wasn't cracked where it wasn't
right
through.
I
thought it would be fine.
But you are a hero.
You are a hero. And Kathy, you're in the draw for that $1,000 to spend at Harvey Norman. Good luck.
Thank you.
See ya.
Who else have we got, Lou?
Matt from Gindra, what have you saved?
It was a couple of years ago now. We had in our front yard, we had a big golden orb spider.
Ooh, hello.
Oh, it was huge. It was almost the size of my hand, I reckon. And we got home one day, we'd been out, and there was a little, like a little silver-eye finch or whatever it was, a little bird, had flown into this web. And they actually are known for eating birds.
Wow.
I saw it and I couldn't leave it, so I went up and, stuck my hand in this web as the spider was going towards it. And
Just getting ready to do the finishing touches.
It was, yes.
In the words of Mariah Carey, you are a hero, my friend.
So did the little bird fly away, no problem?
It did, actually. It just, I sat it, like, on the tree next to it and just sort of sat there and it was almost like it was saying thanks. It didn't fly off. It just sort of sat there looking at me, and then it about a couple of minutes later it took off. But I hate spiders. Cute. I really it was hard for me to do, but
while it was looking at you saying thanks, was the golden orb spider looking at you like, thanks a lot, you jerk? That's my dinner.
It probably was, actually,
with all eight of its eyes. Ew.